Have you seen an otter lately? People who go to Clarnie and National Park and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful scenery there are being asked to keep an eye out for otters, one of the country's rarest mammals. The National Parks and Wildlife Service has been launching a new National Otter Survey and has teamed up with researchers in Queen's University Belfast and the National Biodiversity Data Centre to collect and collate otter records from right across the country. Delighted to say we're joined by Dr. Ferdia Marinel, who's mammal specialist with the NPWS, the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Ferdia, thank you for joining us this morning. What can people do?
Good morning, Tressa. Yeah, we've just, as you said, we've just launched the National Otter Survey. We haven't done one now for about 12 years, and this is our sort of our the next opportunity to just do a health check on the species and see how it's doing. And we're looking for the public to get involved. So there'll be sort of two elements to the survey. There's one that the National Park staff will be doing themselves. So that involves specific sites that they go and they will monitor there. But what we're looking for the public to do is to send us in any incidental records that they have. So not just from Clarnie National Park, like you say, but anywhere at all in Kerry, we'd be delighted to get records that people might have of otters if they're lucky enough to spot one. They're not very easy to see. That's why we're looking for their help.
What's the best time to see them?
It really is hit and miss, but they're mostly nocturnal. So if you're out early in the morning or in the evening, they're probably your best chances. So if you're along the coastline or, you know, up rivers, we often get records from fishermen who are, you know, sitting quietly on riverbanks for hours on end, staring at the water, whatever it is fishermen do. And they quite often do see otters as well, because they're very prone to disturbance. So, I mean, if you're walking up and down a riverbank with dogs, for example, taking the dogs for a walk, you're unlikely to see an otter because the otters will be hiding. But if you're sitting there quietly, you have a much better chance. And equally, if you're down on the beach, so the last one I saw was actually in Castle Gregory, just at the along the dunes there, and an otter coming down out of the dunes and running into the sea and swimming away, which was fantastic. But I suppose what we're asking people to look out for, which is much more likely, is the signs that otters leave behind them. So after that otter, for example, ran down the beach in front of me, I was able to go up and have a look at its footprints. And they will leave footprints on sand and on mud, for example, on riverbanks and stuff like that. And that's often a much more likely source of records. So when I'm going out doing otter surveys, it's really their tracks and signs that I'm expecting to see. And if I happen to see an animal itself, well, that's a bonus.
And is there anything distinctive about an otter's footprints?
Yes. Once you get your eye in, they're quite large. They have 5 toes, all pointing forward. So unlike a dog, for example, where you see the sort of the 4 toes, the otter has 5 toes. It's quite a big footprint, so it's a good 3 inches across. And if the sediment that it has stood on is soft enough, you'll actually see the webbing between the toes. That'll actually show up.
Webbed feet.
Webbed feet, and that shows up in the footprint sometime if the mud or the sand is soft enough. The other thing people can look for is their sprains, so their droppings.
Their poop.
Their poop. A lot of mammal specialists, we spend their time actually looking for droppings because, you know, if you're waiting to see the animal itself, you could be waiting a long time, and we have to sort of make do with what's out there. So the droppings are also very distinctive. You know, they tend to have fish bones in them, or if they're along the coast, they could have, you know, crab shells. And the otter uses their droppings to mark their territories. So they're territorial animals. You know, there'll be a sort of a strip of coastline or a strip of river which will be belonging to one otter, and he will sort of, or he or she will mark it at either end and in the middle, just to let other otters know, yeah, there's somebody here already, keep going. So the sprains that their droppings tend to be put on very prominent spots, so like big on boulders, say, for example. Under bridges is a good place to look, or where two streams or rivers come together, or where a stream or river runs out onto the coastline. They're all good places to look for these very distinctive sprays. And I say, if you look closely, you'll actually see that they have fish bones in them, or maybe crab shells. Basically, what the otter has been eating will be left in their droppings. If you want to get really up close, you can actually start smelling them, because they have a very distinctive smell as well. And I'd be interested to hear what your listeners make of the smell. The closest I can come to it is jasmine tea. That's the closest I can make it out to be.
It smells like jasmine tea. Otter.
Well, that's what I associate it with. Now, what we need
that
is
sounds lovely, actually. That sounds really pleasant.
Yeah, well, compared to, say, a fox dropping or obviously dog droppings or something like that, which you don't want to get anywhere near, or even a mink, which is quite a nasty, fishy smell, otter is quite different. You know, it's quite a different smell. And, you know, once you get your nose in, it's definitive in terms of making sure
jasmine
that what you're looking
tea.
At is an otter sprint. Jasmine tea, but other people might have different impressions. I think what we probably need is someone who's an expert in perfumes or wine or appreciation or something
you
like that.
You could make a musk out of that. You could make a new aftershave out of otter droppings by the sound of it.
Yeah, and it is musk, because, I mean, it is related to musk, because they're all part of that mustelids family group. So the pine martens and the otter and the stone martens and badgers, they're all part of that same group, and musk actually is related to that group, so you're not far off there at all.
Briefly, Dr. Ferdia, we're speaking to Ferdia Marnell with the National Parks and Wildlife Service for the Otter Survey. Where do you record your results? If you've seen an otter or you've smelt their lovely jasmine tea droppings, who do you notify? How do you do it?
So this is where the Biodiversity Data Centre come in. So we've teamed up with them, and they have a dedicated web page now on their website. So it's biodiversityireland.ie. And if you go in there, you'll see there's a dedicated page, and you just click on that and you can upload your record. And what it'll give you a map, and you can zoom in on the map to see, you know, to exactly where you saw the otter or its footprints or whatever. And that'll give you a grid reference. And then we just need your date and your name, the date of the sighting and your name. And ideally, we need a photograph. Now, obviously, with people spotting otters zipping past them on a beach or swimming down a river, it's not easy to get a photograph. But if you do happen to see a sprint or a footprint, then a photograph will be really useful. And we'd like you to include them. You can upload them on the same website, biodiversityireland.ie.